Dr. Michael Roizen.
Dr. Michael Roizen.
You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show.
Welcome. This is you, the Owner's Manual. You've chosen the right podcast. That's right. This is the podcast that gives you the latest medical news, but much more importantly, what that news means to you. Today, we're going to talk about pesticides tied to problems in assisted pregnancy. No more holy smokes, the Vatican banned sale of cigarettes. The Automega story, could you be allergic to additives in food or drugs? Those are all problem stories, if you will, and we're getting to better ones. Women more likely than men to die in the first year after a heart attack. Why is that? And what you can do about it. Prescription heroin gets the green light in Canada. Cancer doctors cite risks of drinking alcohol. The Trump administration moves ahead with the Obama menu label law. IUDs may have a surprising health benefit for you. Exercise is tried to lower risks of premature death with type 1 diabetes. And the two biggest stories of the week, workplace stress training cuts sick leave costs, and the new blood pressure guidelines, what they mean for you if your number is between 130 and 140 on the upside or 80 and 90 on the downside. Our guest today, so tune in 866B as well, is Joel Fuhrman, who's going to talk about fast food genocide, how processed food is killing us, and what we can do about it. Well, let's get to the prescription, the stories, if you will, for the week, the best stories of the week. And the first one, of course, is the pesticides are tied to problems with assisted pregnancies. How can that be, and what does it mean for you? Well, what it means for you is that, in fact, the chances of you're having a assisted pregnancy successfully, that means the chances of a assisted pregnancy resulting in a baby are about 50% better if you avoided fruits and vegetables that were on the dirty dozen list. Huh? That's right, it is a huh. Fruits and vegetables, we've always thought they're great, right? And they are. But some of them, like apples and peaches and celery, come with a lot of pesticide residues. In this study, they looked at the assisted pregnancy rate in 325 women undergoing fertility treatment in Boston. They collected data on medical and health benefits that they had, but they also did it on what fruits and vegetables they used, and then they calculated the likely pesticide residue. They broke the group into four categories: high, medium high, medium low, and low pesticide revenue based on the fruit they had. And guess what? The women with the highest one quarter for high pesticide revenue had a 25% lower chance of conceiving of a child. Now, that's a long way around telling you don't expose yourself to fruits and vegetables with pesticides if you want to get pregnant. But that's what this story indicates. That's right. The story says that if you want to get pregnant, the best chance you have is having fruits and vegetables not in the dirty dozen. That means you got to look up what the dirty dozen are and avoid them for about 3 months prior to pregnancy and or prior to planned pregnancy. And in addition, remember, you should have a prenatal vitamin with DHA. Maybe it helps get rid of the pesticides, but what we know is it decreases childhood cancers, decreases all childhood birth defects, and decreases autism and autism spectrum disorders by 40%. The second story of the week, no more holy smokes. The Vatican said, we're going to ban sale of cigarettes. Did they ban chewing tobacco? No. Did they ban cigars? No. All they did was ban cigarettes. And they sell them, or have sold them, at a discounted price. So, how big a discount? They sold them at essentially a price. First of all, they allow each Vatican employee up to now to buy 5 cartons, and the price is about 1/5 the price of cigarettes in Italy. That's how low the tax is. And unfortunately, people die from that. A lot of the Vatican employees, it was said, were selling their cigarettes rather than smoking them themselves. Could you be allergic to the additives in food? This is a very interesting story because it relates to a individual who broke out in hives, and you couldn't find what she was doing, but it was one of the dyes used in one of her pills. So if you break out in itching or hives, you may need a detective to find out where the food additive is that you have a problem to. Women are more likely to die than men in the first year after a heart attack. Why? Well, we know that there's a generally higher risk of death in women who have heart attacks, but the difference are largely explained by women's older age when the attack occurs, higher rates of other diseases when the attack occurs, and the treatment they typically receive. But in this first year of a 5-year follow-up, women were 60% more likely to die than their male counterparts. Beyond the first year, it was the same. What's different in the first year? They don't know because they factored out everything: age, diet, exercise patterns, drug patterns, other diseases. But it was still left with a 60% increase in death. And they think it may be due to a higher level of psychological stress the women experience when they have a heart attack. It's kind of strange. What does it mean for you? It means what we're going to, and what we talk about a lot, do a stress management program. No one is above meditating 5 minutes morning and night, or doing guided imagery 5 minutes morning and night, or doing deep breathing 5 minutes morning and night. That is, doing those things radically changes your risk of heart disease, stroke, memory loss, even sick leave, as you'll hear in a few minutes. And that's a key thing. It just doesn't take that much to get healthier, and I hope all of you choose to do so.
More with Dr. Michael Roizen and the You, the Owner's Manual podcast coming up. Here's the deal. To truly thrive in all areas of your life, you cannot ignore the importance of good health. I've learned this firsthand, and for many of us, time is our most valuable asset. This is why I love Organifi Green Juice, an organic superfood green juice powder you just add water to get your greens anytime, anywhere, without the mess. Plus, you can now enjoy Organifi Red Juice Powder too. When you invest in your health, you gain more time because you have more energy and focus to get through your day. The best thing about Organifi Green and Red Juice is that it actually tastes good. Try it for yourself. Use the code YOU, Y-O-U, at Organifi.com. That's Organifi.com. Once again, use the code YOU, that's Y-O-U, to receive 20% off your order at Organifi.com. And You, the Owner's Manual podcast is brought to you by Memory Rescue, the brand new book that can help you with your memory. Let's hear from its author.
Hi, I'm Dr. Daniel Amen, author of a new book called Memory Rescue. Memory Rescue teaches you how to prevent future problems, but if you're having memory problems now, how to rescue it, how to get it back so that everything in your life can be better. Plant the habits that I talk in your life. I know it'll make a dramatic difference for you and for those you love.
It's important that you receive this information. Get your copy of Memory Rescue by Dr. Daniel Amen. Learn more at memoryrescuebook.com. That's memoryrescuebook.com. And now back to Dr. Michael Roizen and the You, the Owner's Manual podcast.
Now, there's a really interesting story from Health Canada. Health Canada for some reason, and we'll talk about why, because I think it may be a very interesting reason, has approved prescription heroin. You say, wait a second, they're prescribing heroin. And you might ask, are they prescribing heroin like they would prescribe any other opiate, like morphine or fentanyl or Demerol or something else, or codeine for pain? No, they're prescribing it to people who are already addicted and can't get off their other addiction medicines. And you say, well, why are they prescribing the heroin? Why aren't they getting the people off? And these are people who they can't get off. But instead of getting other diseases, instead of turning to a life of crime, instead of dying from an overdose of fentanyl, much more powerful respiratory depressant, powerful drug than heroin, but is illegally cut into the heroin because it's so much cheaper and the dealer makes more money. Instead of having those complications, they are prescribing the heroin so someone can stay addicted. They also give them clean syringes and clean needles, sterile syringes, sterile needles, so that they decrease illicit drug use, decrease criminal activity, decrease the other diseases that come, such as the infections that come with the addiction, and thus decrease health care costs. So how many people are they using it on? It's now in British Columbia alone, one of the provinces, the deaths from fentanyl are going to reach 800 this year. In the United States, we expect it to be over 30,000, and they expect it to cut down on that by 90%. So, amazing reduction if it really succeeds. We'll get the report. Obviously, Canada will report that out since it's such an unusual treatment. Cancer doctors cite the risk of drinking alcohol. Yes, the American Society of Clinical Oncology, a bunch of top cancer doctors, wanted to call attention, and they did so in a statement that there is light drinking can raise a woman's risk of breast cancer and common types of esophageal cancer, and in affects all people. What we call is, in fact, it affects throat and mouth cancers as well. So what they said is, yes, alcohol may be beneficial for your cardiovascular system, but if you don't drink, don't start, because it does impede your immune system, and that impeding of your immune system increases your risk of breast cancer in women, prostate cancer in men. And so they've asked their website, they've asked the TV stations, everyone to stop what they call pink washing. What is pink washing? Advertising that the beer product or the wine product or whatever is going to give a donation to the breast cancer research effort if you buy their product. They don't want that. Excuse me. I'm going to take a drink for a second. Sorry, I got a tickle in my throat and I didn't want to have to keep coughing. I apologize. Anyway, and they're stopping the advertising in New York subways and buses of alcohol-related products. All of this is related to the fact that what happens with alcohol is it lowers your risk of cardiac disease and of stroke, increases your risk of immune dysfunction, so it increases infections, increases cancer risks. Your immune system doesn't patrol as well against cancer cells. The net benefit, if you have 1 to 2 drinks a night for men, 0.5 to 1 for women, is you lower your risk of dying by about 20%. You die more of cancer and less of heart disease, since heart disease is now bigger than cancer. Heart disease and stroke more common than cancer. Now, but one thing may change that, and that's the blood pressure guidelines we'll get to in a second. In any case, they want you to know, if you do drink, don't start. I want to praise Scott Gottlieb. Dr. Gottlieb is the new head of the FDA, and he did something what I call wonderful. He continued to do a whole bunch of things that are wonderful. He's sped the approval of generics. He's started to look at increasing regulation on tobacco. And he moved ahead with the Obama menu label law, which means you have to put how much added sugar you have on the labels. It also means that, if they will, the stores that, that is the restaurants and stores and gas stations that are owned more than 20 by one chain or one entity have to label the things with how much, how many calories are in each serving, and have it in a prominent place so you can see it. Those are good rules, because what it means is you will, in fact, understand much more about calories that you're consuming and be able to, in fact, patrol your own health much better and not overeat unless you intentionally do it. Starbucks, Subway, McDonald's already posting calorie counts, and they think it is a really good idea. They're actually boosting it. People who are opposing this rule are gas stations, movie theaters, etc. Don't want you to know how many calories are in that popcorn. Do you believe in one of those buckets there are over 1,500 calories in that popcorn bucket, and it's not healthy fat? IUDs may have a surprising health benefit. The intrauterine device is considered now one of, and it is the most effective and long-lasting forms of birth control. But now a study say it may have a role in preventing cervical cancer, right? 30% less likely the people who wear IUDs to get cervical cancer. Why? Well, apparently cervical cancer is caused by an infection to a large degree with the human papillomavirus. And for some reason, the human papillomavirus infections are decreased in women who wear an IUD. And the, obviously, you can't do a randomized study of their mates, etc. But what apparently happens is the IUD calls forth a greater immune reaction in your cervix, and that opposes the HPV infection, so that the HPV virus is decreased in its ability to infect you when you're wearing an HPV. Here's a story that's duh. Exercise tie. Oh, what's the message here? If you're going to think about birth control pills or IUD, etc., IUD seems to be an excellent choice. But talk to your physician about it. Remember, if you're using anything that has estrogen or progestin with it, you want to talk to your physician about the risks and benefits of using baby aspirin along with it to decrease the clotting that increased hormones gives you. And that's true for men on testosterone as well. Second to the last story, or third to the last story, sorry, is exercise tied to lower odds of premature death with type 1 diabetes. This should be a duh, but the more exercise you do, the better your survival and the fewer complications. We've known that in type 2 diabetes. We now have a 10-year study looking at that in type 1. The group that was the least active, their mortality rate over 10 years in their middle ages, 14.4%. They had less than 10 met hours. Met hour is you do one met per hour, such as walking is 5 mets an hour. So less than 10 met hours would mean you do less than 2 hours of walking in a week. On the other hand, the group that was the most active did 40 met hours on average. 40 met hours would be about an hour of walking every day. That group had a death rate over the 10 years, otherwise paired at the beginning of the study, of just 4.8%. So almost a two-thirds reduction, a 65% reduction in death rate in type 1 diabetics from doing exercise. Stress training in the workplace, in several studies now, one of which is out of the Cleveland Clinic, out of our group, decreased sick leave by 0.28 percentage points, from 1.56 to 1.28 in a study of firefighters. In our own place, it decreased it by a little more than that, from 1.07% to 0.73% over a 9-year period. So stress changes, stress training changes your risk of sick leave, of being sick for any reason. Do stress training and practice it every day. Another thing that stress does that's bad for you, this is really weird because I just saw it in the data, is that stress in mice is very bad for your bacteria in your gut. It causes you to change the bacteria in your gut to produce more bacteria that produce inflammation in you. Another reason to, in fact, do meditation, guided imagery, muscle relaxation, whatever you want to do, 5 minutes morning and night to reduce stress routinely. Last story is on blood pressure guidelines. The American College of Cardiology, American Heart Association, both came out and changed their guidelines down from 140 on the upper number, that's when your heart is squeezing, to 130, down on the lower number from 90 to 80, so 130 over 80. In fact, the ideal is 115 over 75 for the least risk of heart disease, stroke, memory loss, impotence, wrinkles of your skin, and kidney failure. And so going down, we've known this all along. I don't know why it took them so long. Your doc should aim for 115 over 75, but at least get you below 130 over 80. There are 150 approved blood pressure medications in the U.S., and Canada probably has an equal number. You want increased libido, we've got a side effect, one with a side effect of that. You want decreased libido, we got a side effect of that. We've got ones that have every side effect. So important, because it decreases your risk of heart attack by about, just getting it from 140 to 130 decreases your risk by about 80%. Really, really amazing. And the systolic number two, they tell you that lifestyle changes are the most important and most beneficial for you to do. Exercise, stress management, I said this again, stress management, exercise, losing or getting a normal weight, that is a body mass index below 29.9. You don't have to get to the ideal of 21.1 to 25 in your body mass index. How to find out your body mass index? Just Google it and then do body mass index. You put in your height and your weight. Don't cheat. And it'll tell you the other way. Put a tape measure around your waist at your belly button. Suck in. You will anyway. It should be, that number should be less than half your height. For those of us who are height challenged, we ought to be weight challenged and lose enough weight to get in the right area. Those are the key stories this week. And now we have a great guest coming up for you. You're going to hear the sponsor of the episode as well. And you're probably interested in who the sponsor is. But before I get to that, you should know that Dr. Joel Fuhrman is going to talk to us about fast food genocide, how processed food is killing us, and what we can do about it. And you'll hear my tougher-than-heck questions to Dr. Fuhrman. But Dr. Fuhrman is up to the task. You'll see. Thanks very much for listening. Randall, thanks for great engineering, and thank you for downloading us. Please do rate us, tell your friends about us. 50,000 of you can't be wrong. That's a number that download us every week. You'll continue to download us. Thanks again.